Here it is, the boyfriend list, in chronological order. 1. Adam, but he doesn't count. 2. Finn, but people just thought so. 3. Hutch, but I'd rather not think about it. 4. Gideon, but it was just from afar. 5. Ben, but he didn't know. 6. Tommy, but it was impossible. 7. Chase, but it was all in his mind. 8. Sky, but he had someone else. 9. Michael, but I so didn't want to. 10. Angelo, but it was just one date. 11. Sheev, but it was just one kiss. 12. Billy, but he didn't call. 13. Jackson. Yes, okay, he was my boyfriend. Don't ask me any more about it. 14. Noel, but it was just a rumor. 15. Cabby, but I'm undecided. Before anyone hearing this thinks to call me a slut, or even just imagines I'm incredibly popular, let me point out that this list includes absolutely every single boy I have ever had the slightest little any kind of anything with. Boys I never kissed are on this list. Boys I never even talked to are on this list. Dr. Z told me not to leave anyone off, not even if I think he's unimportant. In fact, especially if I think he's unimportant. Dr. Z is my shrink, and she says that for purposes of the list, the boyfriends don't have to be official. Official, unofficial, she says it doesn't matter so long as I remember the boy and something about what happened. I think Dr. Z is wrong here. Official does too matter, because having an official boyfriend changes everything. How people treat you at school, how you feel when the phone rings, what kind of gum you chew. Mint if you have a boyfriend, because you might kiss him at any moment, but bubblegum otherwise. And that leads me to this problem. How are you supposed to know when it's official? Do you have to say boyfriend in front of the guy and not have him flinch? Or does he have to say it, as in, this is my girlfriend, Ruby? Does he have to meet your parents or hold your hand in public? Megan says, 4 weeks after the first kiss, it's official. But what if you break up for one of those weeks? That happened to my friend Cricket when she was going out with Tommy Parrish. I was hoping there'd be a set of guidelines handed out in sex ed class, but sex ed, when I finally got to take it, was all about biology and birth control and nothing about anything that actually goes on between people. Like how to tell what it means when someone forgets to call you when he said he would, or what to do when someone gropes your boob in a movie theater. I think there should be a class on that. The list was a homework assignment for my mental health. She told me to write down all the boyfriends, kind of boyfriends, almost boyfriends, rumored boyfriends, and wished he were boyfriends I've ever had. Plus, she recommended I take up knitting. Okay, she didn't say knitting. She said something creative, some kind of hobby where I make things. But knitting is the kind of thing she meant. I still have some doubts about Dr. Z, though by now I've been seeing her for almost 4 months. I mean, if I knew a 15-year-old who sat around knitting sweaters all day, I'd definitely think she had some mental health problems. I know it's weird to be 15 and have a shrink. Until I had one of my own, I thought shrinks were just for lunatics, tragics, and neurotics. Lunatics. Insane asylum candidates, people tearing their hair out and stabbing horses in the eyeballs and whatever. Tragics. People who get help because they've had something really bad happen to them, like getting cancer or being abused. And neurotics. Middle-aged men who think about death all the time and can't tell their own mothers to stop poking into their lives.